Big Country 92.5 KTWB. I'm very honored and happy to have one of, I'm happy to call him a friend. More importantly, this guy, he is soon to be blowing up. JT Hodges joins me. How are you, JT?
How you doing, brother? Good to talk to you, as always.
Okay, I have to do a little backstory for us. I was working at a station in Pennsylvania, and JT came in and performed like a lunchtime eating and greeting acoustic performance. And it's like my first week on the job, and they're like, hey, we're going to bring in JT Hodges. And I'm like, all right, I mean, come on, bring him in. We were talking for, I want to say, maybe an hour and a half of my show, and I literally had to push like all the commercials to the end of the hour. So we were talking so much, and we got you to play acoustic. Basically, I don't know, three or four different songs. We played a couple of your singles. There was 8 minutes of commercials at the end of the hour because I had no clue what I was doing. So,
well, we were having fun, man. We were just like, you know, kind of getting to know each other and having fun and cracking jokes. And, you know, hey, when you're having fun, you know, time flies.
But you got a new single out. We just heard it. It's called Lay It Down. Tell me about the song.
Man, you know, this new music, I've been working on it for about a year now, and I'm just very excited. It's the best music I've made to date. I think all artists want to say that. It's a groove song, man. Somebody was asking me the other day, how do you describe Lay It Down? Just like you did. And I said, man, it's really about just a cool song with a groove, puts you in a mood, and, you know, let everybody, it's kind of like that hook. It's got that little,
Yeah.
And just kind of lets people rock and, that's about all I can say. I'm literally about to lose my breath because I'm walking up a hill right now.
Didn't you just work out for an hour and now you're walking up a hill losing your breath?
Man. Hey man, I'm taking down the trash and I got a house with a lot of acres and I got to walk down a hill, man.
Man. One of my favorite things about your music is that it walks a line between like a beach, I don't say beach, but almost like a dance song and baby making music. It kind of walks that line. You know, even your upbeat songs are still baby making music. You know what I mean? It's just one of those things.
Yeah, a little bit of, you know, that's that you know, listening to a lot of that Elvis Presley, Buddy Holly stuff back in the day and just trying to make it contemporary. It's got a little bit of old time rock and roll, country lyric, but yeah, I mean, I'm a fan of the ladies, so I ain't going to lie about that. So, you know, anytime you can, you know, write from your heart about that kind of stuff, then, you know, that's kind of where I'm going to be.
The whole album is coming out later on this year?
But yeah, the album will be out later on this year. It's currently actually still kind of finishing up, you know, so there's a few slots left for the record. And I don't really want to push it because I kind of want to see how people approach this, you know, these first couple of tracks that come out and then shape the record around that. And, I mean, I've written over 120 songs.
Oh, wow.
Since the first record was released. So it's really about releasing the right songs for this record and maybe saving some of them for the next record. And that's kind of how I like to go about it.
Do you look to one person and say, or one artist nowadays and say, that's the kind of career path I want to take? For example, like Eric Church, when you see how he kind of like, it was like a gradual progression, then all of a sudden he just blew up with Chief. Is that the kind of career path you want to try and emulate? Or is it you want to make music for you that fans are going to enjoy?
I think it's tough to say you want to emulate anybody's career path because your career path is your own. I mean, I love the way that Eric Church did it. He stayed true to himself, and it took him a long time. Miranda Lambert was the same way. Keith Urban. Nobody realizes these cats were at it for years and years before they finally got their big break. I think I'm at that place, and I think anytime you're doing something a little different, and that's the music that I make, it's not exactly what is currently, I guess you could say, blowing up on country radio, but, you know, maybe my time comes, maybe the wave comes. I just have to be true to myself because that's what the fans deserve and that's what the music deserves.
And I think for you, because we've known each other for a while now, I think for you, integrity, not just with yourself, but integrity in your music, where you can go out and say, listen, man, I really, like, I'm proud of this music. Just like you said earlier, you're proud of the music that you're laying down right now for your new album. And that'll probably translate to your fans as well. And then new fans the same way.
Exactly. Which this current single that you just played is called Lay It Down. And maybe that ends up being the title of the record. Because really, I wanted this new music you know, because every, you know, the people that heard the debut record, the fans that I have out there, I wanted them to show the growth of me. And I'll be surprised if radio doesn't find a few gems in here that hopefully can open the gates for me, because you know, absolutely, I have to get up on that stage and believe what I sing. And there's nothing better than that. When you watch Eric Church perform, you believe it. When you watch Keith Urban perform, you believe it. When you watch Miranda Lambert perform, you believe it. And that's inspiring. Now, of course, I'm naming artists that I particularly like, and I'm into their music. But, I mean, that goes for everybody, you know. So, I mean, and I think country fans know. And I think anything that's different, it takes a little bit of time. It's like, I like to think it of a... Now, there might be a little dust on the bottle. Don't let it fool you about what's inside. But, you know, that's the first song that came to my mind. It's like sometimes, you know, things take time, but they end up, you know, being like a great bottle of wine. You know, you open it up at the right time, and hopefully it's a timing deal. And I think this new music, it could be that. We'll see. Fingers crossed.
JT, it wouldn't be an interview with you and me without us giving each other crap about our favorite NBA teams. Now, being a Nuggets fan, it's a sad year, but the Mavericks are still in it. So, do you still have time to watch the teams? Or are you so busy with music right now you can't really enjoy it?
You know, honestly, I do look forward to you keeping me up to date. I mean, I pretty much can only follow my Mavericks because living here in Nashville, they never hardly are playing them as far as on TV. So I always look forward to you Facebooking me and texting me and talking trash about, you know, your Denver, especially when your Denver Nuggets play my Mavericks.
You know what? It's funny. The Nuggets, they never win, but they've beat the Mavericks 3 out of 4 times. And that's the only hat that I can hang up right now, because the Nuggets are so far out of it. But at least the Mavericks are in the playoffs. So that's all that matters.
Hey, we'll see. You know, it's interesting. As you know, it's all about matchups in this game now, man. So hopefully the Mavericks can draw a few teams or get to a seed where they play a team in that first round that they can play with. You know, we'll see.
JT, thank you so much for calling in today. Listen, this is my first interview here on Big Country, and I'm glad it was with you. Good luck with the new single, Lay It Down, available right now on iTunes, and can't wait to hear more from the new album later on this year.
Hey, thank you, brother. Always good to talk to you.